Even as authorities struggle with the cost of the last storm, another is on the way. Hurricane Rita could strike anywhere from Mexico to Texas to Louisiana. But just the chance of another storm in New Orleans has scrambled recovery efforts there. Officials who invited residents to return had to invite them to leave again. One key official in the face of that storm is Lieutenant General Russell Honoré. He commands military units responding to the storms along the Gulf Coast. General, we've been listening over the last few days as federal, state, and local officials around New Orleans have been saying different things. Return to New Orleans, don't return to New Orleans. It's safe in some areas, it's not safe. Who's in charge?
Well, the elected officials are in charge.
I'm not sure that clarifies it for me.
Well, the elected officials are in charge. We give our best military advice based on what we are seeing in collaboration with their staffing. When we put in the factor of Rita coming and that storm track, that changed the entire conditions. And the decision to bring people into the Garden District or uptown to take a look, daylight look and leave, turned into some people returning with the expectation that all the stores would be open, the schools would be open, the streets would be clean. And in many cases, people are not getting full information. So this is confusing times. And there are a lot of expectations that with a click of a switch, the government is going to solve all of this. Much of this is going to take a lot of time. Over.
The military has worked so hard to achieve a unified chain of command in operations overseas. When you're operating here in the United States amid civilian authorities, do you have a unified chain of command in that area right now?
I am totally unconfused. I know who my boss is. I work for NORTHCOM. We work for the Secretary of Defense. We work for the President. And when we operate here, we operate inside the state in support of the principal federal officer who works for the governor and the local officials. We're unconfused. We work for the civilian governments that are elected in the particular state or for the federal government. Over.
President Bush suggested in his speech last Thursday night that one solution to the problems we've seen in the New Orleans area over the last few weeks might be a greater role for the U.S. military. What would that role be, based on your experience?
Well, I wouldn't want to cut score on what my boss has said. The president will certainly sort this out through the way we develop laws and policy. Through.
Well, I don't want to put you in a policymaking role, General, because I know you're not allowed to be. But let's put it this way. Were there things that you could have done over the last couple of weeks to help people that you were prevented from doing because of the command structure or because of U.S. law?
No, wasn't prevented from doing everything. We don't do law enforcement. And there was no need for us to do it. We went there to do save life and limb and provide health care, provide logistics support, provide communication support, and we did that. We don't need to do law enforcement if it's not needed. And that line had not been crossed, and that's between the president and the governor.
And between the president and Congress as well. Senator John Warner, head of the Armed Services Committee, suggested gently in a public statement recently that he thought the U.S. might have to look at the law which prevents the military from performing law enforcement functions.
I think that statement stands on its own, and that's something that's got to be decided in the future. Over.
You don't want to enter that debate.
What do you think? Come on. We're trying to move troops and get water back online and clean sewer systems, and we can get a lot done. Over.
General, is there a lesson or two that you've learned over the past few weeks that you think would be useful for people to keep in mind when, should it happen, there is another disaster of this magnitude, whether it's a natural disaster or a terrorist attack?
I promised myself I wouldn't get into this, and I'm trying to stay in the middle of the lines, is probably do more in our preparation in terms of being able to communicate after the storm using satellite-based systems, and then to expand the capability to do online registering of people for FEMA. And I sense the frustration. We're going to stay after it, and we'll continue to get better. Over.
We've been talking to U.S. Army Lieutenant General Russell Honoré. General, thanks very much for the time.
Good day.